lived on the old schoolhouses down there where they first went to school. One old schoolhouse down here that finally, when it went into the city limits, they changed the name. It used to be Pleasant Hill when I went to school there. It still stands down here, kind of dilapidated. Still got a good roof. People has got a good roof on it. And my dad went to school there, and all the old timers that used to be here, the old man, he was a full-blood Irish, come from Ireland, his name was Conley. He gave him 1 square acre in his homestead down there of a section, or a fort, 160 acres. It was 1 square acre in the 4 sections corner there. And it's still there, and he built a school there and deeded it for a school as long as they had for educational purposes. But when they ceased to use it for that, it reverted back to Pat Conley or his heirs. And that old school was, well, it still stands there. And after they went into the city, they changed the name to Daniel School. And then they quit having a school. And there were some people trying to take it over, first one way and another. And so his granddaughter, she lived in Chicago. Her name was Abbott. And she come down, I'd never seen her. But she come down here, and I was in a dairy, and of course I had all the ground around here that vacant that I could lease for my dairy cows. And she come right up here in my corner, my property, that I was going down to get my cows, and she had stopped talking to a lady over there by the name of Ms. Coomer, and she asked her about so-and-so, and she says, well, I don't know. Says, there's a man there that can tell you. And she asked me, said, do you know of anybody here by the name of Why, I says, lady, which one you want, Uncle Jimmy or Cousin Jimmy? Well, she says, I don't know, says, one of them raised my mother. And I said, oh, I said, do you name it, you are Tom's daughter? She says, I certainly am, says, what the hell do you know about me? I says, not one thing, lady, she is full-blood Irish. And I could tell she is mad, and she says, there's a bunch of SBs here trying to get my, I got some property down here, and they're trying to take it away from me. And so I'll come down here to see about it. I said, lady, I've been looking for you for years, but I didn't know where you were. And I began to tell then about some folks, you know, and then the old nigger woman that raised her used to work for a girl that I went to school with, lived down here. And says, now, I called her name and says, well, where did she live? I says, right down the road here, just a mile. So I went on down, she went in the car down there, and I got down there, her and Louise was there talking, and we got talking again, more friendly. She knew that I knew her folks, and she said, well, what in the hell do you know about me? I said, well, lady, do you remember when you and your mother and your father and your brother and you were up here at Old Rock Reef fishing one Sunday, and I walked up by there? She says, I do. I says, I'm the guy that was talking to your daddy. I said, we were good friends, so she got over a mad spell and got talking to me. And my dad went to school there, and I say, all the old timers here that's over, if they're living to be over 100 years old, they went to school there from 72 on until what little schooling they got. And so I just said, if you ever get ready to sell that, I want first chance. I said, I'm going to sell it. And I said, well, I don't know, I come back from down my cows up. She come back and stopped at the place. She was sitting right out there in my yard. That big tree had a big before it's dead since then. And I says, well, Abby, I says, whenever you make up your mind what you want for it, if I can stand it, I'm going to buy it. She says, I done got my mind made up. I says, okay, how much she told me? I says, well, I says, here's $100 option on it. And when the deed's ready, the rest of it's ready. He said, I don't want no option. He says, my word's my honor. He says, you meet me up here at so